Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One more hour of Overnight America. So thank you if you're hanging out with us tonight. Hopefully you're warm and safe and looking forward to warmer times, hopefully soon. Let's go to Robert, who's calling in from Cadet. Hey, Robert.
Yes. You were talking about fruitcake.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's great with, you know, if it's soaked in rum.
So you have to, like, soak it in rum before it tastes good? Is that the problem with most fruitcake?
Well, it makes it moist.
Yeah. So why rum? Like, is that the same thing as rum cake, or is that different?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different because it's got a lot of fruit in it.
Mm-hmm. How much rum do you have to soak it in? Is it like a lot?
Well, I mean, a bottle anyway.
Is this a common thing? Do you think most people do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think people hate fruitcake? I mean, like, for me, I don't think I've ever had a good fruitcake.
Well, that's because it's old and stale, and it don't taste very good because it's dry.
Yeah, it's like over
the
counter.
Well, the rum takes care of that, even if it's 141 years old.
Yeah. So, do you find that really, if you add rum to anything, it makes it better?
Oh, heck yeah! and if anything else. If anything else, you don't care after that.
Yeah. See, I don't drink, and I can't see myself ever gravitating towards, like, a rum cake or a fruitcake that's in rum. Like, maybe it just, I'm doomed. I'll never be able to have a good fruitcake my entire life.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know about other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I love a rum cake. I mean, I had one when I was like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in a boat with my father, and we went by this little bar or whatever, and he said, you know, pick out whatever you want. And I picked out a piece of fruitcake,
mm-hmm.
and it was soaked in rum.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was delicious.
This, I know you were young. You know those moments they have. Oh, Dad took me fishing, and he let me have a sip of his beer, and that was a nice bonding moment. So you and your dad went out and shared rum cake.
Well, I mean, my father was duck hunting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went by a small corner bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, pick out what you want. And I picked out a piece of fruitcake, and it was soaked in rum.
History after that. You still hunt?
Do what?
You still hunt?
Well, I still hunt squirrels and rabbits and deer and stuff like that.
Hmm. You know, have you ever tried that hunting simulator over at the St. Charles Museum?
No.
There's a simulator there that's really awesome, and it's free. You can go do it. It doesn't cost anything. But the museum, I can't remember exactly where it was. It's off of, like, First Capitol, close to there. But it's worth checking out. You should try it sometime.
Like I say, I'm old and decrepit by now, but, you know,
Oh, this thing's cool. It's like the screen, it's like a size of a movie theater screen. It's giant. And, you know, you get a rifle with a little, one of those light beams attached to it, so it's pretty accurate. It's a fun experience. It might be worth a shot if you're an old-time hunter. Well, hey, Robert, thank you for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye. And I like your show.
Oh, thank you. Good to hear from you. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. Sometimes you get caught in those moments where someone says something nice to you and you want to say the nice thing back to them. So when he said, I like your show, I almost said, I like yours too, Robert. Thanks for that. Good old Frankie McDonald. He's been tracking the storm for us, and I've been keeping an eye on that. Maybe we'll talk to AccuWeather. We could replay our conversation with Carl Erickson maybe in a little bit. Maybe we'll do that later tonight. But Carl, he did a great job breaking down what we can expect tonight. You know, you look at the radar and you see, oh, that's scary looking, and more freezing rain and snow in the forecast in the next 23 hours. Not really looking forward to all of that happening. But man, Frankie knows what he's doing. He's over in Nova Scotia and he's got a message for St. Louis.
When you drive a car, take your time, drive a car.
Yep.
Slowly, so you don't get a car accident.
Uh-huh.
If you don't like driving in freezing rain, get a taxi. Make sure your furnace is ready. You turn on your furnace and keep those warm.
Oh, yeah.
Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Drink lots of green tea to keep warm. Have your extra blankets ready to keep warm as well. Make sure of your shovels, hefts, nose scoops, snowblowers, snowplows, salt trucks ready as well. If everybody living in Missouri, be prepared for a major winter storm on Sunday, December 15, 2019. Take care. Stay safe. And don't get caught in a major winter storm. Stay warm and dry. Be safe.
All right. Stay warm and dry and be safe. Our good friend, Frankie. So we have that winter storm warning that's in effect up until midnight Monday night. And that'll continue really through the day, the sleet, the freezing rain through the overnight hours, and then turning into drizzle like we're seeing right now. Like right down in downtown St. Louis, yeah, it's still kind of misty. I can see that. You can't really tell, but when you see a street light, you can look up and get the light there and get a pretty good idea of what's going down. But, you know, after we get through Monday, things are going to start to get a lot better. That's my only hope. We'll check in later with AccuWeather meteorologist Carl Erickson. Coming up next, our friend Kevin Killeen previews the holiday radio show on KMOX. Can't believe it's already here, the fine KMOX tradition. Well, I had a conversation with Kevin Killeen not that long ago, a couple days ago. So let's preview it. Let's hope everything goes as planned tonight. Kevin Killeen, we're just a few days away from the KMOX holiday radio show. It's coming up Monday night at the
Sheldon. Are you excited? You've got a big part.
I'm so excited.
Big comic part.
I heard you talking to Carol about it today. I was in the car, and she was having conversations, and you're laying out the plot points. Sounds like they gave some tickets away today. I'm sure a ton of people called in for it. But luckily, there's still tickets available. And you know what? There's still cheap seats available, from what I understand, too. So it's not even expensive. You can come and enjoy yourself. There's nothing stopping anyone from going and buying some tickets right now.
You know, for many people, this begins the Christmas feeling for them because you just don't have time to get into it. But I wanted to tell you what it's like and tell our audience what it's like behind the scenes. You know, you've been in a couple of these now. You know how it is. Let me just, here's a little audio behind the scenes before it all starts. And you can hear people are rushing around. There's players in their costumes. There might be somebody in a Civil War hat or a big puffy dress. There's cold pizza on the table. Somebody lost their script or a shoe. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's Chris Myhill, the executive producer of the Charlie Brennan Show. He produces the play, and he's the answer man for everything. So yeah, I tell everybody, go to him. But before you know it, you hear this.
Live from the Sheldon Concert Hall, it's the KMOX Holiday Radio Show.
And that's the late, great Al Stevens, who's not with us anymore, but he used to introduce the show for years.
Wow. I was going to say that didn't sound like Dave King. Who does it now? This big, booming voice.
Yeah, but you know, once you hear that, everybody's like, oh, crap,
that's when you know it's real.
They're rolling
you know?
In for surgery.
I think the only thing comparable in the world is when they say live from New York at Saturday night. That's when it feels real. That's what it felt like to me hearing that right there. It just felt so official. It got me on, you know, high alert even just listening to it.
Yeah, it's like battle stations. Well, one of my favorite ones years ago, I know you're a fan of Jim White, whose hours you host now on KMOX, and he in 2001 starred as the father in a family. He was trying to afford his wife's Christmas present, a new Country Squire station wagon, by siphoning off natural gas from a vacant house next door.
Tommy, one more thing I want to tell you. It's about women.
Dad, I know about women. They showed us the film in religion class.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is...
Wait a minute. What film were you watching in health class?
That's McGraw, listen up.
McGraw, Millhaven.
I want to tell you. Your mother is a wonderful person, and I love her. But I have to admit, I have let her down through the years. Every Christmas, I've been trying to catch up to where we should be. I don't mind driving a body wagon, but your mother wants a station wagon. Boys, when you grow up, you have to get your wife what she wants. Or at best, she will only love you. Any wife can love her husband, but if you get her what she wants, then she will admire you. That's when you have it all. And that's what this is all about. When your mother sees that country squire with real simulated wood paneling, not fake wood paneling, then she will know that I am the printing press of money to this family. I am the Federal Reserve Bank of clever ideas. And McGraw, are you listening?
Yeah, Dad.
McGraw, things is going to be better for the family when I can get the national certification for our local typewriter repairman's union. Then you'll be set. Typewriters will never go away.
What year was that?
2001.
Oh, man.
But the play is set in the 70s. Well, in the same play in South St. Louis, John Carney plays the grounded teenager who shares a room with the senile grandmother played by Nan Wyatt.
Damn guitar, give me that thing.
And she took the guitar, which I bought earlier in the day for $5 from Goodwill, and smashed it to the delight of the audience over a chair.
Nana, what are you doing? That's John's guitar. Oh, no.
I love all of this. Wait, so the 2001, you got this great cast doing all of these different... The writing is brilliant, by the way.
Well, don't say that.
The Jim White portion standing up.
He really... He reminded me of Carol O'Connor in All in the Family. He had that gravity where he could play a comic role where you just really hung on his every word. All right, let's jump to 2003, Christmas with the Hills. The premise is, in the KMOX Holiday Radio Show that year, there's a family hiding the death of their grandfather in order to meet once a year at the Minnesota Lodge and divide his Social Security checks. And Charlie Brennan arrives. He's the son who works as a speechwriter for the congressman.
Nice to meet you. McGraw and Debbie, this clean-cut looking young man, this quiet jewel of the family, this is my nephew, Charlie. You know, he's a big speechwriter for the congressman.
Hello, friends, family. It's a thrill to be here. This is what Christmas is all about. Jobs and seniors. You, me, it's about families coming together. I only wish Granddad Hills were here to see this.
And I should have set that up that Charlie was hit by some luggage on the campaign bus, so he thought he was the congressman.
Ah, but no, that's great. That is so perfect. Kevin, man, what I'm listening to is your genius.
This is just empty words on the page, but listen to what they do. Here's Bill Reeker in 2002. You know, did you work with Bill much?
Never did.
Bill had such comic intensity. And in 2002, he played a man on a cruise ship, Christmas on a Cruise Ship, it was called, and he was with his wife and daughter. They just wanted to enjoy the cruise, but Bill was an intense member of a Star Trek club.
Dad! I mean, Captain Kirk. Do we have to go through this another Christmas? I mean, What if I don't want to be Lieutenant Uhura anymore?
Lieutenant Uhura, you're needed on the bridge, and that's an order.
Yes, Captain. Bill.
Captain Kirk.
All right, Captain Kirk.
Megan
Lieutenant
Lynch.
Lieutenant Uhura is 24 now. I told her to put on a pretty sweater and go down to the dance hall. I want her to come out of her shell and get married someday so she can be happy.
Don't you want our daughter to meet boys?
There are plenty of nice boys on the club. What about that Klingon boy from Coruscant?
Oh, she stopped clinging to him years ago. Don't you see what's happening to our daughter, Bill?
I'm telling you for the last time, please don't call me Bill on this cruise. You know the rules, and if any one of us is caught out of uniform or answering to the Romulans by our real names, we will be declared captured.
This is just a game. I'm talking about our daughter.
This is not just a game. The club's chosen me to play Captain Kirk. And I am responsible for the lives and the safety of my crew, and you know our situation. Our shields are down 50%, and the engines are reduced to impulse power. And now I've got to open the hailing frequency to the Romulan vessel, and Carol, Lieutenant Uhura, is my communications officer. Now I must. Be careful. Be careful how you answer. It could be a Romulan. Wait, I know that knock. It's a Spock knock.
And Bill Reeker, at first he said, I don't know how to play this. And so I gave him a stack of Star Trek films or videos from the library. And he took the time, like a real actor, to watch Captain Kirk, William Shatner, and find out how to mimic him. And he brought the William Shatner character. People loved
him. A Spock knock. Well, you had the sound effects in the background, too, the Star Trek sound effects.
Oh, well, that was played by Tom Doctor, who was our music man back then. And throughout the shows, we have, like an old-time radio, somebody plays an organ and provides accompanying music to underline.
So that wasn't played like on a CD or something?
No, that was just played out on the organ.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
And then the sound effects. So it's a, you know, it's an old timey radio show, but they have fun with it.
Wow, that's talent right there. How many of these now are you up to?
I think I've done about 23. This is our 24th. The very first one was written by Kevin Horrigan. Mm-hmm. And then he left the station for other opportunities, as they say in memos. It was his own choice. He went to another station. But, you know, they said, hey, we know somebody who's mentally disturbed enough he could carry this on.
And so, that was you.
Yeah.
So it was off the ground for one showing, and then, boom, it's in your hands.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say it's brilliant. I mean, it's kind of a uneven quality, but these are some of the highlights that I chose. But digging through this box that I had in my basement, I feel like it's a Christmas tradition, like where you're getting out the Lionels. You can't find all the engines or the cars you want because they're all jumbled together. But these are just a few to give you an idea of what's going to happen on Monday night.
Wow. What time does it start Monday?
7 o'clock at the Sheldon. And this year's story is a romantic comedy slash kidnapping caper in which you play the father.
Right.
Who,
I have some methods in there that I'm looking forward to exploring. Some very popular methods.
You're,
and I listened to your
beer labeler at the brewery, yes, watching thousands of bottles go by.
Well, I listened to...
And it's getting to you. You're cracking up.
Yeah. Well, I listened to your interview with Carol, and you mentioned the whole lottery ticket deal to her. So is this brief? I mean, a little bit based on you, this character?
Oh, they all are. I mean, if there's anything weird, it's me. Not the people playing it, but
that's what makes it good, though. Yeah, I mean that's kind of the nature of it being fun. I can't wait to see this, and I mean if you look at the cast that's going to be there, you have Maria Kina, Johnny
She's
Rabbit.
She's the head of the Rosary Club. Johnny Rabbit plays the homeless millionaire.
Oh,
Mark Reardon is a communist running for the Board of Aldermen.
I know. Those meetings are hilarious. Michael Kelly in there and John Hancock both in this one. Brad Young's going to be in this one.
Yeah, he said, I'm playing a lawyer. Everybody said, well, it's the best we could do on short notice.
Carol Daniel, Charlie Brennan.
Carol Daniel is the international assassin who speaks in such a heavy accent. Oh. I had to write out her lines phonetically.
Oh, I love it. That takes some practice. Well, Carol's a natural.
She'll practice it like a half hour before the curtain.
Tom Ackerman, Debbie Monterey, Amy Mark Scores has a big part in this. Amy is, she did fantastic last year, so I thought she was the breakout last year. Some people did really. Chris Raby, Chris Myhill, of course, you will be there cheering us on and maybe directing us in the direction we need to be. But there's one name on here. Is your daughter going to be in this?
Yeah, she is playing, and she's somewhat of a fringe KMOX character. She hasn't been in the play for like 10 years or more, but I used to tell her, you can't be in the play anymore. You're not a cute little kid. But
is she home from school?
Yeah, she plays a college kid home from school.
Oh, perfect.
Who's obsessed with the Muni. And I want to spoil it for you, but she may sing a Muni number for you, a very popular one.
Oh, so good.
Well, let's go out with a song.
All right, let's do that.
This is from the play. Years ago, Ron Jacober took the stage as an aging Elvis impersonator who thought he was Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on this stage, the king himself, Elvis.
And in walks Elvis wearing his finest, most sparkling, most resplendent costume.
The sequins caught the light. White, white outfit.
Thank you very much, Carol. Thank you very much. Well, there's really only one king, and we're going to sing about him tonight.
Silent night.
The KMOX Holiday Radio Show. You have to love it for what it is.
It's like family, isn't it?
Yes.
I love it. Don't forget to remember the future. The Holiday Radio Show is this Monday. If you've been to one of these in the past, you know how much fun they are. And if you don't have your ticket, what are you doing, man? If you have never experienced this, this would be a great year to start. The fine KMOX tradition. Listen to that.
The Savior is born.
That's Ron Jacober.
Christ the Savior is
born. This definitely sounds like a fireside chat tonight. With AccuWeather and the way things are going, it's not looking great in the next 24 hours. That's why we welcome in our friends at AccuWeather and meteorologist Carl Erickson. Thank you for joining us live tonight on KMOX.
Sure thing. Good evening.
So I keep looking at what is expected to happen in St. Louis. More freezing rain, temperatures low, drizzle, sleet, lingering flurries, more snow accumulations. I don't like the way this sounds. I'm hoping something may have changed in the more recent hours, or I'm more curious about what your projections look like, what we can expect in the next 24 hours.
That's right. Just about every precipitation type you can imagine here. Now, we kind of be dealing with this two-prong approach with this storm. We had the snow and the wintry precipitation earlier, kind of in a lull of that right now. If you look at the radar, there's not much going on, but we do have widespread spotty freezing drizzle across the area right now. The snow has now moved away, so we're dealing with this drizzle, and that'll be the case for the rest of the overnight and into the morning hours. But the problem is temperatures are below freezing, so we're getting this glaze of ice forming on any untreated surfaces, the sidewalks, and kind of on top of whatever snow did fall, and that'll be the case here right through the morning. So watch out for those icy conditions. Now, the problem is, as we go deeper into the morning and throughout the day on a Monday, then the second part of the storm will be coming up our way. We'll see some steadier precipitation developing. So around lunchtime and into the afternoon hours, we'll see some steadier snow move back into the St. Louis area.
Anything more through the overnight hours, or are we clear up until really, you know, afternoon tomorrow?
Right, nothing heavy throughout the rest of the overnight hours, just that spotty drizzle out there, but with temperatures below freezing, just takes that little thin layer of ice to create some problems out there. So anything more substantial, anything heavier, will hold off until the midday and early afternoon hours of Monday.
It's there threatening us. It's looking at us. It's mocking us. It's saying, I'm coming for you.
Right, it's lurking out there, right over, it's over Kansas right now, and it's heading our way. So
it's lurking like an old 1930s movie, you know, like walking around really creepy and over-exaggerating its walk. You know, I'm looking outside of our window, and there's a pretty heavily walk-trafficked area. I see a lot of footprints. I don't see a lot of people sliding and falling over. Like, normally you can see where a slide happened. None of those. So maybe people are getting lucky so far on the sidewalks. Or they're treating them, which I guess that's a chance of that happening, but I wouldn't hold my breath on it.
That's right. If it is treated, it would be fine. It's just some of those areas that may not be treated, where you may run into some problems here through the overnight hours.
And it seems like this storm hit earlier than we thought it would, because the snow started really, when people were driving to church this morning and you notice a lot of people second guessing if they should have been out because it was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock this morning or even earlier it started snowing in St. Louis. So right now they say that there's going to be this warning in effect up until midnight Monday night. Are we still looking at that?
Right. That is still in effect, and that's to cover for the ongoing freeze and drizzle and also the second round of heavier snow later on Monday.
Is there a chance your projections say that this will just like push south or anything like that?
There's a pretty good consensus with the modeling coming in and even some of the newer model data coming in here this evening that we're going to at least get in some of that steadier precipitation. There's still a line between where there's going to be snow, sleet, and freezing rain. If anything, we'll look to be more into that snow area for us, which I guess if you had to go between snow and ice, snow is a little bit easier to deal with than the freezing rain and sleet. And that may be a case further off to your south, but we'll look to be right into that heart of the snow area coming up through St. Louis here for the afternoon and evening hours. Now, the one good aspect of it, it will be moving along. It's not going to stall over us. So by the time we get into Monday evening toward midnight, snow should begin to wind down. And it's all out of here by Tuesday. We actually enter in a pretty quieter weather pattern for the rest of the week.
Oh, I got you. So here's, I'm going to throw this term out for you. Frozen, sleet, raining. We'll call that fleezing.
Well, I like that.
It's because kind of incorporates all of them. It's going to be fleezing because it looks like anything could happen in the next 24 hours in St. Louis. I don't like that because originally they were saying that a lot of the icy stuff was going to hit further south of downtown. But it really, it seems like most of this area is going to be a threat. And of course, that impacts traffic. Schools have been closed tomorrow. A lot of activities after schools and people are telling you don't travel if you don't have to. And MoDOT's out there working around the clock trying to get the roads prepared. So they're taking it pretty serious out here. And today we had, does it say the total snow? Can you, do you have those accumulations handy?
Right around St. Louis at the airport, we had 2.4 inches. And just taking a look all across the area, you can kind of see the gradient across the area off to the northwest. A little bit higher amounts in the order of 3, 4, even 4.5 inches as you get out toward Flint Hill and St. Paul. That's where some of the heavier amounts were. And then the amounts kind of trail off a little bit further off to the south. Let's see, a lot about 1 and 2 inches as you get down towards Cedar Hill and those areas. But anywhere from 1 to 3 inches seems to be the general consensus across the area here.
And I know you were talking mostly about the threat of it being icy with the rain or whatnot. So maybe you can just catch me up because I might have missed this. Is there an actual chance that we get another, you know, couple of inches of snow?
Yes, that actually comes in here Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Like yeah. I said, the freezing drizzle we're dealing with right now, that'll be with us at least through the morning hours. And then as we head toward lunchtime, this next round of snow, which is now expanding over Kansas and eastern Colorado right now, that's where the second phase of the storm, that'll come in here this afternoon. It could actually pick up an intensity rather quickly once the snow begins here around midday. So heavily at times of the afternoon, early evening, we're actually anticipating another 2 to 4 inches of additional snow here Monday afternoon into Monday evening before the storm winds up later on Monday night.
Yeah, I know it still seems far away, but next week being Christmas, if we were to like look out a week from today, are we going to get spared? I mean, is it too early to tell what could be happening next week?
Well, long-term trends, we've been focusing on this one storm, and actually the past several days, the computer models have been insisting there'll be some sort of storm over the Four Corners, southwestern portion of the United States. And the position of that keeps changing here because it is so long out. But the one theme that seems to be in place is, at least for us, we should be into a warmer pattern. So I don't think we'll have to deal with any sort of snow or ice situation for those traveling in and around the Christmas holiday. But we may have some rain to deal with during that time, which a lot of people might not like for that, for the holiday spirit. But at least for traveling around the immediate area, looks a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know.
As we head toward Christmas.
I don't know what's in the air. It just seems like things are colder today than it. Because I've been outside a lot in 20-degree temperatures, and it doesn't really bother me, 30-degree temperatures. But today just seemed bitterly cold. And maybe it's just me adjusting to it, but still, it seemed a lot colder than it was. And I'm not looking forward to the rest of the winter, honestly. Carl Erickson, meteorologist with AccuWeather. Hey, thank you for spending some time with us going over what we can expect over the next couple of days. And I'm looking forward to maybe a little bit of a break here soon enough.
Sure thing. Hey, thank you, and have a great night.
I think I will. On the Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Storm Center, we're going to get that sponsor name in there a lot over the next 20-some hours. So one more segment left on Overnight America KMOX. Take a look at good old Google and MoDOT Maps. Both looking pretty good right now. I guess there's some medium traffic, but there's not really any slow traffic being reported on the MoDOT one. Map-wise for Google, same thing. Everything's pretty fast. Not really any slow things out there. I mean, there's a couple of areas that were slow before, were maybe at least medium, we should say, that have cleared up. So let's hope for the best the next couple of hours, even looking outside. Yeah, it's still kind of misty. You can see that just kind of playing around in the air. It's you look at the right outside of our KMOX window, there's a street light. And if you look right where the light is, you can kind of tell if it's misty or not. And that's what we're seeing at this time. Let's hope for the best. And let's also hope that you have no issues getting around tomorrow for the holiday radio show. Heard that Kevin Kleen part. I'm really looking forward to it. Why is there got to be a winter storm warning in effect for a lot of our listening area, including St. Louis right here, with those storms that are coming through? And you heard from AccuWeather. And if you want to go back and listen to that full interview, you can by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Got a couple of things here. The Joker. That's a movie that came out this year. The best-selling R-rated movie of all time, over $1 billion at the box office, was IMDb's number one movie of the year. The DC comic film raised the site's ratings based on both popularity and the number of page views it earned, according to Screen Rant. Todd Phillips' movie beat out the three Marvel movies that came out and two Disney remakes. I guess Frozen 2 came out, but man, Frozen 2 is selling a lot. I got to tell you, I didn't even know Frozen 2 was coming out. And I got a kid. You think they would be like prime marketing to me? You know, I got a 5-year-old. I think they'd want to go out there. But I didn't even know until the weekend it came out. I don't know if there was just a lot of ads. I'm not seeing it. Maybe they're advertising and things that I don't watch. Could be part of it. There's already a reported sequel in the works for The Joker. And they're hoping to get back Joaquin Phoenix, who's up for a Screen Actors Guild Award and all kinds of things. I mean, he's going to be considered at least best actor for an Oscar and all these ones. He's got to. He was just so fantastic in that movie. Just so, so good. What else we got? Yeah, watch out for the everything freezing. In Total Information AM, when they start back up, they'll have the latest. But it seems like pretty much every school has since said, no, thank you. I think we're just going to call off today. They're not going to risk it. Knowing that the roads, even though in the morning might be okay, but if it starts to snow and it gets frozen, and it's the midday and afternoon pickups I think they're most concerned with, and that happens often. I get that. Giant lists online, one after another, school closed. Just go online and you can check it for yourself. One last thing here, and I want to mention this one more time because this is just really cool. Anyone that came out this weekend for the Bikes for Tykes campaign, the KMOX radio staff was out doing shows, and it was actually really cool to see all the different support out there, and I'm reading an update of everything that came down. So despite the cold temps, Intercom St. Louis came out to support in full force, and boy, did you guys show up too. So anyone that made it out there and either donated a bike or a toy or whatever it was, here's what the grand total is. A little over $97,000 was raised through corporate partners and listeners. With funds and the generosity of listeners, collected over 1,900 bikes and 1,600 helmets and filled a 53-foot trailer full of new toys for those kids. How awesome is that? Jim Butler Chevrolet kicking it off Friday afternoon, presenting a check of $50,000. Lion's Choice gave a check of $24,800. Sugarfire Smokehouse, $7,600. City employees were there. They raised close to $10,000. Overhead Door Company contributed bikes. Spire was there with the campaign. They had new toys that were dropped off, plus they volunteered and all kinds of other great volunteers. Everyone that was out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. Such a cool thing to do, and it's so cool to see that those kids, you know, on Christmas, when they open up their presents, they'll see that brand new bike there, and that's going to mean a world to them. Well, that about does it for us here on Overnight America. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Recker. You can download the show by going to KMOX.com/ONA. It's an easy way for you to listen to any part of the show anytime you want on whatever device you got. We'll be back again tomorrow after Monday Night Football. We'll see you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.